on the Boss Man Show. We're talking to Clayton State Lakers head coach Vince Alexander down the road from Clayton County, D2 Peach Belt Conference down there. Coach, what's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thank you very much for having me on.
Coach, let me ask you this, man. You was assistant over at Rice in Houston under Scott Pera in D1 there. Tell us about this job at Clayton State. What kind of got you interested? Want to come down here tomorrow and help this team turn around, man?
Well, you know, I was in the Peach Belt previously at University of South Carolina, Aiken. I spent 10 years there, and we had a tremendous amount of success. Truly blessed and had some great players, some great assistants. Did a great job there, 4 conference championships, 2 Elite Eights and a Final Four, 3 Sweet 16s. And so when this job opened up, you know, it gave me an opportunity to come back. I'm originally from Houston, which sent me to Rice. And, you know, when this job opened up, it gave me an opportunity to come back to the Peach Belt, a conference that I'm very familiar with and very excited to be back in.
Most definitely, Coach. You're in a great spot. Atlanta, as you know, a lot of players in the Atlanta area. Great AAU basketball foundation in the Atlanta area as well. And plus, being over at Aiken, you recruited this area anyway. So talk about how the great fertile ground of fine talent in and around the Atlanta metro area and beyond to bring to Clayton State and build this program back up to prominence.
Well, I tell you what, you said it. Atlanta has talent. Has a lot of talent around here. You know, there's a lot of high schools. You know, it's great when you can stay home and recruit. I don't have to go very far. You know, I can go right up the road. And that's very exciting. And that was another thing that attracted me to this job and wanting to get back and be here at Clayton State. You know, this location is just prominent. I mean, I think it has so much potential. I think there's some great talent here. You know, during the summer, you know, all the AAU events, they're all right here. So, hey, I jump in the car, I drive up the road, and I'm in good shape with a little bit of traffic. You know, it's okay with that, you know, a little bit of traffic. But other than that, the talent is here, great city of Atlanta, and I'm looking forward to recruiting this talent, getting to know these coaches in this area, and being able to, you know, line Clayton State up with some great players from this area.
And Coach, it's also key to have administration who supports you from the top down, because you need that symmetry between the president, the AD, and yourself, the resources into the program, to make sure you guys have everything you need to be good, because, you know, that's so important in college basketball, having administrational support to support you all the way through.
It's so vital that you have that support. Because, you know, someone said this to me, I think I saw this somewhere this spring. It says administrators win championships.
Oh, yes.
You know, because the administrator can make you or break you. You got to have that support, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, you got to have that support from the administration. I do believe we have great support here. I think they want to see this program go to a national level, and God willing, we're going to be able to do that. And getting their support is very vital and crucial to that process.
Most definitely. And Coach, talking about building a program, Coach, what's going to be the ideal young man for your program? What qualities you want to instill in these young men who come and play for you at Clayton State?
Well, you know, an ideal young man is a young man that's a servant leader to me. A guy that's not afraid to serve his teammates, you know, to serve his community, to be out and to do a great job in the classroom, to do a great job on the court, to not be a one-dimensional person, you know, but a person that's of many qualities and character, great character. You know, those are the guys we're looking for. Now, as far as what we, you know, want to instill in our guys is just that, great character, great qualities. You know, we want them to become good husbands, good fathers, productive citizens. You know, we want them to serve this Atlanta area and you know, community service and, you know, do a great job in a classroom, graduate, get degrees, go have families, you know, and be productive. We want to do that, and we're going to do that through our program. We've done that before, so I don't see why we won't be able to do that. But it is very essential to us that we take these young men, teach them qualities that will last them a lifetime, that will teach them not only to be a basketball player. People have to be able to look beyond that when they see you. They got to be able to see a bit more than a basketball player or an athlete. They need to see a man. And I think that's what we want to do here. And I know that's what we will do. We will develop into great, great fathers, great husbands, and productive citizens.
Because, Coach, as you said, Coach, the basketball stops eventually. Because, you know, if you play overseas, you know, you still got 40 years, hopefully, a life to live. So those principles being grounded into these young men, 18 and 22, are the most prime years to get those skills. Because once that ball stops, you have to figure out, where's my life go from here? Because I'm a man. Basketball's over. I'm a man now.
You're certainly right. And, you know, this is something that I've had to go through myself. You know, like I said, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, single mom, you know, didn't have a father. And, you know, I had to rely on people around me to help me develop and grow, you know, to become a man that I am today. And so I want to give back. And it means a lot to me. You know, winning is a byproduct of all of these things that we do. Winning is a byproduct of developing this man. You know, it's so important to me that they leave here with a degree, with not only a degree from Clayton State University, but a degree in life.
Yes, sir, Coach. That is so very important. Coach, let me ask you this, man. Difference between D2 and D1. I know scholarship-wise, you can split them up a little bit, give guys more money here or there, than D1 is a straight 13, and that's it. So kind of explain our listeners the difference between recruiting at the D1 level, building your roster, and D1 level versus doing it at the D2 level, where you kind of do a little bit different stuff.
You know, the biggest thing to me is, you know, like you said, 13 scholarships. You can just waste a scholarship. And that's a lot of times what guys do. They'll bring in guys knowing that they're not going to play, knowing that, you know, they may not be a key part in what they do, but they could be a key part in practice, you know, being on the scout team or something like that. I mean, because you have 13 scholarships. And I believe that's playing a role into why this transfer portal is so huge, because you have 13 scholarships and these guys are going D1 just, you know, to say, oh, I'm D1, you know? So, and then they're not happy because they're not playing and not getting the minutes. I mean, I just think that, you know, you have an opportunity to D2, you know, like you said, to split that scholarship up, to use other funds and things like that, you know, to bring kids in. And the biggest thing for me is D2. You can't waste a scholarship. Can't just bring a kid. You can't just give a kid a scholarship and say, oh, yeah, he's going to be a great practice player. He's going to help us on our scout team. You can't do that. I mean, you got to take these scholarships and you got to use them wisely. And you got to be very, very smart in what you do and how you do it. You got to be strategic, you know. So that's the biggest thing, you know, Division I. You have 13 scholarships and you can just bring in guys, and knowing that guys are going to leave, you know, really, I don't want to do that here. I want to bring in guys that we're going to develop for 4 years or 2 years, you know, whatever it may be.
And, Coach, talk about that piece. The player development, the piece on the court piece is so very important for a young man. So talk about that skill development, because I feel like you get better summertime. Those individual drills and getting in that weight room really going to help a young man be able to take the pounding of a season year after year after year and get and grow into their bodies. Talk about that piece of coaching young men these days, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's so vital to your program to develop guys, you know, into being a well-rounded player. You know, I think it helps your program tremendously. And I think developing that skill work, getting in the gym, putting time in, working on ball handling, working on shooting, working on ripping through and getting to the basket, jump stop, you know, all of those fundamentals that I think are so crucial to the game that sometimes are overlooked. Developing that mid-range game, developing that three, you know, not just being a one-dimensional player. So, you know, we really pride ourselves. And that was one thing I think I really learned at Rice under Scott. you know, just really developing players. Really, I mean, because at Rice, it was tough because you had to get a high academic kid in the Conference USA, which is a conference that none of the other schools are having to do that. So we had to get a different kind of kid. You know, we had to take a Quincy Oliveri from Atlanta and work with him a little bit and develop him and teach him. And now, you know, he's a very, very good player. You know, we had to take a kid that may not have been as skilled or as good as most of the players that you're going to see, but you got to get them in that gym and take pride in developing, spending hours on honing in on those skills, ball handling, shooting, passing, the fundamentals. And so that's what we'll do here. You know, we'll really work on that. And we'll really take pride in developing our kids and getting them ready.
And coach, well, another thing I like about development for players is watching film and applying the film to the practice court and the game court, because I feel like that's where the gap is for some young men, that they don't know how to watch the film and then apply the film to the practice and the game court there.
Oh my God, you're so right. I mean, film is so crucial. Watching film and looking at those things, and I'm different when it comes to watching film. I try to watch the good things that they do and show them the good things that they do so that they can get better at those things rather than, you know, sometimes locking in on some of the negatives, you know, locking in on some of those things that they don't do so well, showing them some of the things they do well and then talking about some of the things we need to do better. But film is key. You got to watch that video. You got to spend time. That's got to be a part of your, you know, development. You know, when you talk about development, as you mentioned earlier, that's got to be a part of it. Watching film, breaking that down, and making sure that guys know what they need to work on to get better and how they can take what they're doing great and make it even greater.
Now, coach, you know, for me, when I played, man, I never wanted to get into coaching. My dad was a coach, man, and he coached up young men. I don't have the patience for a coach. I wanted to be on the radio. I didn't want to talk about it. I just want to talk about it. I didn't want to coach it up. I know I'll lose my Christianity. I know I start using some bad words instead of do the right stuff. So I said, that's not for JR. So tell me, as coach, when did you decide you want to get into coaching, man?
You know, I tell you what, I have lost my Christianity at times. And you are correct. You did the right thing, brother. But, you know, I think it was about my freshman year in college when I was playing ball. You know, I was named captain as a freshman, and I was always one of the guys that were vocal and leader. You know, I wanted to see, you know, very, very selfless, you know, very serving. And, you know, I wanted to see guys prosper. I wanted to see guys do well. And so very early on, I guess, in my career, you know, as a freshman, you know, I decided, you know, I want to coach. I want to help. I want to be able to give back. You know, I want to take a young man like me that came from a single mom, you know, and they said, he ain't going to make it. He ain't going to be able to get it done, you know, give up on him and be able to turn that around into a positive. And I've been able to do that throughout my career, thank God. Been able to get a lot of young men, you know, a second chance. You know, I've taken some guys who, you know, probably wouldn't have gotten a second chance, but I was a second chance kid. So I gave, you know, other guys that chance. And, you know, coaching has allowed me that opportunity to do that. It has given me the opportunity to give back, to help young men get to where, you know, I know that they can be and that they want to be.
And coach, speaking of that, coach, who have been some coaches in your career, playing wise, in the business and profession wise, has helped you out the most and kind of inspired you to do what you're doing right now?
Well, I mean, I'd have to go back to, you know, my junior college coach that started me off, Waldo Dashaw. I mean, it was years ago. I mean, he taught me a lot of discipline, you know, I was a city boy coming from Houston, not that disciplined, single mom, you know, with temper, you know, out of control at times. And he locked in on that and he taught me, you know, he helped me a lot. And I think that sort of set my path straight. And then, you know, I went on from there, and Darryl Johnson at Oklahoma Baptist University, you know, he taught me a lot about the game. And then, you know, some of the guys that I know in the business, you know, like Frank Martin, you know, I learned a lot from him, you know, and just, you know, he's a tough guy and he's hard on his kids, but he loves them. And I think, you know, that, you know, helped me a lot. I think that, you know, sort of, I bought into that, just really loving my kids, caring for my kids beyond basketball, you know, beyond wins and losses, you know. And I think Frank Martin is one of those guys that does that and then does that very well. You know, he's really tough, like I said, but he cares for his kids and he pushes his kids. So he's probably had probably the most influence out of my college coaches on my career.
Most definitely. Coach, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to come to Houston, man. I love going to the Turkey Leg Hut, man, over in Third Ward over there, man. I love it. Man, look, the line be long, but the food is worth the wait, Coach. So tell us about Houston food versus Atlanta food and since you've been in your travels in your coaching career here, Coach.
Well, honestly, I'll be real honest with you, it's very similar. I think, you know, yeah, you got some great places in Houston. I you know, the only thing that I probably would say is probably just a little bit better in Houston is that barbecue.
Yes, I agree. 100%. 100%, Coach. 100%.
That barbecue is real in Houston.
Yes. Hey, you know, the city, like I said, is similar cities. Like Houston and Atlanta, a lot of African-Americans live in both cities. Very prominent African-Americans. We're very successful in these cities. So for me, Houston's like a little trip. I feel like I'm at home. I'm in Houston. I feel like an easy flight on Delta. Go to Houston, get there, have a good time. Go check out Texas Southern. Go over to Rice. Go over to Houston Baptist. Go over to the Cougars right down the street from Texas Southern. So I'm right. When I'm there, I'm good. And hopefully they'll see the Hawks play the Red Rockets. So I'm even better. So, I love the city of Houston. It's a great town to me. Harris County can't do me wrong, Coach. Love that place.
It is. It's a great place. So is Atlanta. And I'm looking forward to being here, growing here and getting acclimated, you know, being a citizen here now. So it's a little different. So, but I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'm going to have to jump on that. I'm going to have to let my Cowboys go and jump on that, you know, Falcons band.
You know, Coach, right. You don't want that, Coach. Coach, don't do that to yourself. It's like, don't do that to you. Coach, you don't want the pain I have every Sunday in the fourth quarter. You don't want that pain.
Yes, sir.
You don't want that pain, Coach. Trust me, you don't want the pain. Yeah, yes, Coach, I want to come over and see you, man. You live like 10 minutes from where I live at, man. So I got to come to the office and come see you in the office, man. Come over there and see you guys over there on Marwood, on South Lake over there. I got to come see you guys, man.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to it, man.
No doubt, Coach. Thank you for your time, Coach. Be blessed. We'll talk to you real soon, Coach.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you as well.
Same to you, Coach. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right.